You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. If public transit is giving you the blues, maybe the best thing to do is just start tapping your feet and sing about it.
I know my little baby, she gonna jump and shout. That old train comes late, boy, and I'm walking out, baby, I was trouble.
Howl Devine is a trio that's bringing the Southern blues to the Bay. For this episode of Bay Area Beats, we caught up with the founding members to find out how the blues got into their souls.
I'm Joshua Howell, and I play guitar, harmonica, and I sing.
And I'm Pete Devine, the drummer and percussionist of Howl Devine.
My parents had a great blues collection, so I would go through their LPs and listen to Sonny Boy Williamson and Lightnin' Hopkins and Brownie McGee and those guys.
It's basically the root of all rock and roll and forms of jazz and stuff. I mean, they were playing blues at the turn of the century. They weren't necessarily recording it until the early 20s, but from those types of blues, we got jazz, we got rock, we got all kinds of different styles of music. It's the foundation, basically, of American music.
When we play in clubs, I'm usually playing a Epiphone, an electric Epiphone. It's a like a Gibson 335. It's a hollow body electric guitar. And then I play harmonica. I play marine band. And then sometimes, like in the studio today, I play this. It's a 1931 National Duolian, which is a resonator guitar that a family friend left me when he died. He's the guy, Bruce Englehart, who originally got me into playing music when I was about 14. He suggested that I play harmonica instead of biting my fingernails.
Looks like you still bite them, though.
I still bite my nails. It didn't work, but I do play harmonica. So usually when you first pick up a harmonica, you're playing several notes at a time, and it just sounds like... and which isn't very nice sounding. And so I just practiced trying to get single notes, and just every day for, it took months, just every day until I could just getting single notes. And after a few months when I could just do that, then I was ready to move on and try to parse out some of the riffs that I was hearing, like in Sonny Boy Williamson's songs. That was he was the first person I really like tried to imitate. This tune's called She Brought Life Back to the Dead, which I originally heard on Sonny Boy Williamson's album King Biscuit Time.
When I first heard about her, I didn't believe what they said. When I first heard about her, I didn't believe what they said. Well, I found out for myself that she brought life back to the dead.
Most people, when they play the washboard, they use thimbles on their fingers, like metal thimbles on the ends of their fingers. And I never liked that because, well, first off, I use sticks. So when I'm playing my drum set, I'll grab my washboard and just play it all at the same time.
I call him the octopus because it seems like he has eight limbs going.
I put the washboard on my lap while I play the drums, and I use sometimes the washboard as my snare drum. So it's kind of an unorthodox style, but it kind of works.
The doctor said he was dead. People start walking out crying and shaking their head.
Well, we're signed with our Hooli Records, which is a legendary old roots and blues label based out of El Cerrito. Chris Drakowicz, it's his label. He's had the label since 1960. He started off in 1960, and he recorded all. He used to like run around the country doing field recordings of great old blues guys who were still alive back then, like Fred McDowell and Lightnin' Hopkins, and Big Mama Thornton, Clifton Chenier. I mean, it's an honor. It's wonderful. I'll tell you a little something Chris told to us, like that first night he came to see us play. It's funny. He said, "You guys are the most rhythmic white people I've ever met." And that was very cool. Historically, yeah, it's blues is a black person's music, of course, but there's always the exceptions to the rules, and I grew up listening to it. Even though I'm from Maine, I grew up listening to those records of, you know, African Americans playing blues and jazz, from Louis Armstrong to Muddy Waters, and so it's in my blood and my soul. I think white people are just as capable of playing. It's about your surroundings.